WCCH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
You've got a very busy time, I believe, even though the school holidays are over. A lot's happening for you.
Yes, very busy month indeed. Well, it is Good Food Month here in Sydney. There's so much going on, and it's very difficult to choose what things to go to. I did go out to Haberfield on Sunday to their festival. It was very quiet because I went a bit early, but I had a lovely coffee and a piece of pizza out there. The night noodle markets in Hyde Park are just sensational. I just couldn't believe how they've exploded in size. They've taken up almost the whole park. And I love how they've hung the Chinese, all the multicoloured lanterns in one part of the park. And there's another area that's all dressed up with beautiful twinkling lights. It's just wonderful to be there on a warm, I was going to say summer's night, but it's still spring, isn't it?
Yes. Proud to be a Sydneyite.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And last Friday I went out to Sydney Markets at Flemington. Almost got knocked over by a forklift or two, let me tell you. They come at you, swarm at you like locusts. But there was a fantastic pop-up breakfast being put on there on behalf of Oz Harvest, and three fabulous chefs, Jared Ingersoll, Justin North and Matt Kemp, were doing the food for the breakfast, and they did some lovely things. They did that beautiful French toast, you know, dipped in the eggs and cream and served with fresh berries and green eggs, topped with lots of lovely green vegetables and herbs from the market, and a very lovely fragrant soup that Justin North made with mushrooms and crab.
Wow, the Flemington markets.
Yeah, the old Flemington. And let me tell you, I also came across this supplier out there who he mostly exports, and he grows his things out at Ingleside, just up near Narrabeen. And there's a whole range that he does called Petite Bouche, and I came across this fantastic thing called Ice Plant, and it's got this lovely silvery sheen to the leaf. Pop it in your mouth and it completely dissolves. It's just amazing. It's so beautiful. And he does lots of other really interesting things. Well, he grows Warrigal greens and woodland sorrel and watercress, but, you know, things like hot mustard and dandelion with all their flowers on the top. A beautiful purple society garlic flour too that you can put in your salads, toss through your salads.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Now, what about...
Now, there's so much happening too in Alexandria. This seems to have almost become a foodie haven. You know, the Grounds is out there. There's that food emporium called Salt Meats Cheese. And I know that two of the chefs from Rockpool moved out and they've opened a pizzeria out there in Alexandria. But there's another place that's opened recently called Grandma's Little Bakery. And it's a very sweet little place on a corner. They've also got one down at Collecto, which is on the way to Canberra. You know, as you drive down the road, you can just pull off. A lot of people on the way to the snow pull in there.
Yes.
And they won the tourism awards a couple of years ago down there for their Grandma's Little Bakery. It's set in an olive grove. So they've now opened here in Sydney, out at Alexandria. And all the recipes are inspired from grandmas and grandpas around the world. And the recipe that I've done today for you is for malabi, which is a lovely milky dessert, which I know all grandmas will love, but so will children. It's just lovely. It sort of just sticks down your throat. And they serve a wide range, well, being a bakery, of course, they serve a wide range of croissants, cookies, cakes, scones and breads. They do dips, and they also do frozen takeaway meals for home. So it's really worth going out there and checking out for that reason. And also you can have lunch or dinner or breakfast there as well.
How do you spell that malati?
Malabi, M-A-L-A-B-I.
Malabi.
Yeah, it's well known in the Middle East. It's a bit like it's like a panna cotta.
It's on your website?
Yes, it's on my website.
Which is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Now you've got something on Saturday.
I have. I've got a cooking demonstration in the lead up to Christmas, some ideas to inspire you for Christmas at Peters of Kensington. I'll be there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Peters of Kensington.
Hope to see you there.
Saturday morning.
Yes.
Nice to talk to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.